You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
To Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It's Friday, and it's a slightly different Friday. I'm feeling like I want to share more good things with you guys and more great messages. So the show's got a bit of a feel-good factor to it. Of course, that we'll be sharing about events and cool things on the go. But there's a common theme of feel-good that's going to be running through today's show. And if you recall last week, I spoke about the incredible documentary that Corona and Parley have launched. And it's hit almost a million views on YouTube. And I chat to the Corona Zone marketing manager, Safiso Pule, during the show to find out a little bit more about what it's all about and how you and I and other South Africans can make a difference to our city, to our planet, to our environment, and to our informal waste pickers who play an intrinsic role in keeping pollution out of the oceans. Really, really special. So make sure you stick around for that. Let's kick off with our Feel Good Friday show. Our beautiful Miss South Africa, Zozi Benzi Tunzi, is going to be representing our country at Miss Universe in Atlanta, Georgia, on the 8th of December. Less than a month to go. Oh my goodness. And she has announced her campaign that she's going to be devoting her reign towards. She's aligned herself with the United Nations Solidarity Campaign, hashtag he for she, for the advancement of gender equality. So basically, Zozi is asking South African men to pledge their support for her campaign that she is so passionate about. And she's literally going to be wearing your messages of support for South African women, which are going to be sort of made into her national costume, which she's going to showcase at Miss Universe at the beginning of December. So basically, men of South Africa, what you need to do is stand up and send your love letter to South African women. You need to pledge your support on www.heforshe.org. Share a selfie with the hashtag HeForShe on social media with your love letter to South African women in your caption, and record a selfie video expressing your love letter to the women of South Africa. I think this is an incredible, incredible initiative, and long overdue, given the gender violence and gender hate that's been going on recently. I think this is an incredible initiative. And if you want to find out more, of course, everything is available on the official Miss South Africa website. Or don't forget, everything that I speak about on the show today is also available on my website as well, heatherhook.com. Zozi, you've got this, and I look forward to seeing you on the stage at Miss Universe in about 3 weeks' time. You have got this. The Joburg Film Festival is back, brought to us by MultiChoice, and will be kicking off its 6-day celebration of global film on the 19th of November with South African premiere of a locally produced horror film, 8, at the Festival Hub on Nelson Mandela Square in Sandton. So this movie has won Best Foreign Feature at the Idlewild Film Festival in California in March. And it looks super scary. It actually looks super scary. So it plays on African folklore and mythology. 8 has been described as a horrific, on a primordial level, portrays what happens when an old man, fated to collect souls for eternity, seeks atonement after trading his daughter's soul. The film stars award-winning actor Tsamano Sebe of Good Report, Igna Beckman of Escape Room, and Garth Breitenbach from Troy and Fall of the City, and upcoming star Keita Luna. So between the 19th and 24th of November, audiences will be able to watch a total of 60 films and documentaries from around the world at 6 venues within the Auto and General Theatre on the square. And there's also a free outdoor screening area at the Nelson Mandela Square and Sturkinnenkor Sandton City, Cinema Nouveau Rosebank, Mabonin's Bioscope, and King's Theatre in Alexandra across Johannesburg. The festival will play host to a number of stars, producers, and directors who will participate in Q&A sessions after select screenings across the program, with daily red carpet premieres giving fans the opportunity to meet the stars themselves. So if you want to check out the Joburg Film Festival, you want to check out our very own horror movie, 8, then what you need to do is you need to head on over and please book. Tickets are now available to be booked. Make sure you booked before they're all sold out. JoburgFilmFestival.co.za, and the lineup includes films from South Africa, Nigeria, Mozambique, Brazil, USA, UK, Morocco, and many, many more. It's going to be good. Now, we're heading into the festive season, and it's a time of giving and receiving. But for some of us, it's important to give a little bit more because there are some people that don't have a lot this Christmas. And if you want to make a difference in the lives of some of the millions of orphaned and vulnerable children in South Africa, then this is an initiative that you want to be part of. Cadbury Dairy Milk discovered that there were tons of kids that had never even had their own toy, book, or game, and they really wanted to make a difference. So they enlisted a group of generous South Africans and launched the Little Generosity Shop in May this year. So amazing was the response, with more than 90,000 compassionate donations pouring in, that they've decided to try and make the festive season a little bit brighter for even more of these incredibly deserving children with Cadbury Dairy Milk Generosities. So the items collected by the Little Generosity Shop, which were, you know, donated to the various beneficiaries, include the SOS Children's Village and the SOS CV. There's a whole bunch of charities that are like very, very deserving and really, really need your help. And teddies, tricycles, books, board games, the whole toot. You want to get involved. The Generosity activations are going to be heading around our country. They are currently at the Gateway Theatre of Shopping in Durban. That's going to be running until the 18th of November. Then they're heading to Tiger Valley Shopping Centre in Cape Town from the 26th of November till the 2nd of December. And last but not least, the Mall of Africa in Joburg, 10 to 16 December. And Cadbury's are going to be rewarding your generosity with a Cadbury Dairy Milk slab. So there's an opportunity to make donations, or you can purchase in store and online at select Toys R Us stores as well. And you'll get a slab of chocolate for every donation that you make. I mean, I think that's kind of cool. So if you're going to go through to the Generosity Tree activation, make sure you take along a toy, a book, or a game, and you can get exchange for a dairy milk slab, up to 5 slabs for 5 or more donated items. Or you can pop into your local Toys R Us store, purchase a brand new toy, add it to the bin or to the collection point in the store, and you'll still also get a slab of chocolate. I think that's a great idea. If you want to find out more, cadburyfestiveseason.co.za and check out the Generosity Trees. I think that's quite a nice initiative. And if your kids have got loads of toys lying around that they never really play with, there are loads of deserving little boys and girls out there who really have nobody this Christmas. So make sure you get involved there. Now, I mentioned last week, I spoke about this incredible Street Surfers YouTube video, or yeah, documentary, if you will, which premiered on National Geographic as well last week. And I was so, so moved by this and so touched by the incredible story of Thabo Moketi as they meet professional surfer Frank Solomon. And I reached out to Corona and I got to chat with Sepiso Pule, who's the zone marketing manager for Corona, and found out more about this documentary, what it's all about, and how we can make a change in our society.
Yeah, for me, this has been one of the most exciting things I've done in my career. And it is a very unique story that we have highlighted with this mini documentary. It's only 8 minutes long, hence it's a mini documentary, but it lands a very powerful message. So we are a brand that lives and is at home at the beach. And so we wanted to just highlight the plight of our oceans. And hence, you know, that is what we drive with our partnership with Parley. But what we also wanted to drive as an awareness campaign was that this rubble that ends up in our cities, that ends up in our cities, begins in our cities. And so we wanted to tell an authentic story of the heroes that actually help, you know, fight this plight. And that's the street surfers, the guys that like these trolleys week in, week out around the suburbs.
I mean, I must say, I look at them in a completely different light now. Like you said, you always honk at them and they're in the way and they're, you know, sort of coasting down the side of the road and you're worried if they're going to hit your car or whatever. But these guys are actually making a huge impact on, like you said, our environment and most specifically our beautiful oceans down in Cape Town and Durban.
Absolutely, Heather. It is really because of that reason that we wanted to showcase that they are, unbeknownst to them, they are heroes without the capes, you know, because they contribute to South Africa being ranked in the top 5 countries in recycling, and we do not have many coordinated and well-funded initiatives that actually drive recycling in our country. But here we are. We have these nameless and faceless people who, not for any other reason but to provide food on the table, do this week in, week out. And they do so as a danger to themselves because they don't have protective gear. Mm-hmm. And as you said, it's also a hazard on the roads. But their efforts and their contribution is, by all intents and purposes, known and felt.
So the documentary follows Frank, who's from Cape Town, who comes up and gets to spend the day with Thabo and Makesi, who are two quite sort of funny guys who travel up to, I believe, like 50 Ks a day. How did you find these two? How did you make the connection? How did you find Frank? Yeah. Like, how did the whole thing come together?
So Frank happens to be a Parley ambassador. And as you know, we've got this global partnership with Parley. Mm. For those who don't know what Parley is, Parley.tv essentially is a media house that actually highlights beach cleanup initiatives and also just initiatives that drive the health and restores our marine life globally. And so with Frank, he's our very own surfer, South African. He's from Lindabno. And we've worked with Frank for many years, and he's a pro surfer. We sponsor the World Surf League. And so we said, look, no better person than him to come and actually come and tell a story about surfing and how it is so important that we keep the marine life healthy, but also show that there is another side of surfing that many people don't know, and that's the life of the street surfers. And as you saw, and as you will see, for those who will watch the documentary, the chemistry between these men is a genuine one, very candid, and we just connected them by just bringing them together and just having this cultural exchange, and just a contrast of worlds, if you will.
And I believe that these guys are keeping 90% of our single-use plastics, so like your takeaway containers, your cool drinks, you know, bottles, all that kind of stuff, out of the oceans. That's a hefty amount.
That is not a small amount, given the fact that we are one, as much as we rank high amongst countries who are recycling, that's also in keeping with us being a high-polluting economy and a high-polluting country. Frankly, we don't have means of actually sustainably recycling and disposing of our single-use plastic. And these gentlemen are actually making a living out of this. And so they come to the homes and office parks, and they sort the rubble, and they collect it in these big barrels, and they lug them the 50 kilometers that you mentioned to reclaiming centers. And they earn their living, and a meager living from there. And it is not a small amount of rubble they collect. It is, as you will see in the video, there are mountains and mountains of plastic and glass and paper or cardboard that they sort. And they live amongst these rubbles, and they sort because it's, safe storage for them, it's close to them, and they take these to the reclaim centers to just earn their living.
So my next question is, how do we up this awareness? How do we get, your pick it ups, how do we get more people involved? I mean, if every single person picked up a piece of rubbish every single day, we wouldn't have a problem. How can we and people say, oh, well, it's only me. I live on my own. I don't have any impact. How can we get more people involved and your bigger sort of organizations, et cetera, involved?
Heather, I would, venture to say that it begins with this message of saying, we all have a part to play to protect paradise. So the message and the hashtag that you would see associated with the film is hashtag protect paradise. And that is both a statement to say protect paradise as an instruction, and also it's a call to action to say, guys, we all, irrespective of where we live on this earth, which is our paradise, we have a part to play to protect it. And so we need to spread the message to people who need to know that we need to do more to sustain our environment. And that's on a personal level. And also bring in the likes of your pick it ups, to bring in the likes of the homeowners association to drive awareness of the community to say, how do we sort our rubble as an estate, as a community, so that we can dispose of it in a more sustainable and a responsible manner to help these guys. Because this is also a means of livelihood for these gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the thing that comes to mind for me is making more recycling centers available, or making people more aware, I think, of where they're at. Many people don't really know. So if they're sorting their plastics and their papers and whatever, where do they then take them to? Or it's a mission to get there or whatever. So I think maybe that would be the next step as well.
It would, it would. And it would begin also just making sure that these guys are also, from a safety point of view, they are protected. Mm. So it begins with safety vests and gloves, because they sort through the rubbish, which, you know, has got, as you can imagine, hazard of broken glass and so on, that they have to dig through every day to just collect the plastic and the glass. So it begins with those things. They say, you know, protective gear, and then also just making sure that there are accessible places where they can sort and collect, and also where these reclaimers can come and collect in a responsible and sustainable manner, because it is an ecosystem in many ways. It is not one part, one person's efforts that will do this. It's all our parts, and everybody has a part to play.
100%. Sifiso, thank you so much. This is incredible. This is obviously on YouTube. I've shared it on my website. If people want more information, where can they go? Who can they get hold of?
I would encourage anybody listening who's curious to know what this film and the fight of this film is about, please go to YouTube and search Street Surfers. You will see that we almost just over a million views or almost now. And the film is really gaining momentum, and people's responses have been very encouraging.
Head on over to YouTube, search for Street Surfers, and go check it out. It is a very, very heartwarming and an incredible message. And I really think this needs to go places. The message of this documentary is incredibly important. So as Sifiso mentioned, they are looking for protective gear for the informal waste pickers. So reflective vests, gloves, boots, that kind of a thing. So if there is anybody out there that's listening who is maybe involved in one of these companies and would like to get involved with this incredible project along with Corona and Parley, you can drop me an email, info@heatherhook.com. We can chat a little bit further and I can put you in contact with the guys from Corona. Let's see if we can maybe make some donations to making these guys' lives a little bit better for the great work that they do out there. And yeah, if you want to find out more about recycling, you want to find out more about how you can change things on our beautiful continent and our beautiful world, you're welcome to also drop me an email, info@heatherhook.com. Go check it out. It is incredible. And I'm very, very excited to be able to share this with you guys. I think it's a very powerful documentary with a message that most certainly needs to be heard. So if you love good music, you will be delighted to know that Passenger, who opened for Ed Sheeran in the country recently, has confirmed his solo South African dates for his fans this November. Yay! Okay, so I am really, really looking forward to this. Passenger is going to be performing in Joburg on the 23rd of November at the Ticket Pro Dome. Ticket prices start from R400, and tickets are available on bigconcerts.co.za. And then he's heading down to Cape Town for the 26th of November at the Grand West Grand Arena. Ticket prices from R395. Tickets again on bigconcerts.co.za. His music's incredible. I'm so looking forward to seeing him. And yeah, he's been in the industry for 11 years, powerful music, and just, yeah, if you want to get out and you want to go to a good concert, I think this is definitely the one for you. So make sure you check out Passenger performing in South Africa, Joburg, 23rd of November, and Cape Town, the 26th of November. And my last piece of feel-good news on Feel Good Friday, one of my favorite initiatives, and one that I'm excited to be involved with again in 2020 is the Clover Crush Goodness campaign. They literally go around the country delivering school shoes to South African kids who really, really need them. 20,000 children will be receiving school shoes in 2020. This is a powerful, powerful project. They've already put shoes on over 30,000 pairs of feet in communities in need across South Africa. They launched in 2018, and they literally are changing the lives of kids that really need some assistance. It's a very powerful initiative. So when 2020 kicks off, the 20,000 pairs of school shoes are going to be distributed to 20 underprivileged schools across the country. If you want to find out more, you want to donate shoes, you want to get involved, you can head on over to clover.co.za and go check that out. Or of course, as I said, everything is available on my website, heatherhook.com. I'm going to be involved with that. I'm going to be doing some campaigns and some activations in the run-up to this, which will be around about mid-Jan. So stick around, see what I'm up to. Guys, if you want to get involved with anything that I'm up to, you've got questions, my email address, info@heatherhook.com. You can also follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I'm on Facebook, Heather L. Hook as well. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. Please get engaged, ask questions, tell me what you're looking for. If you need information, you need assistance with anything, please shout. I am here to help. So that is it for my Feel Good Friday with some entertainment news thrown in. I thought I'd try something different. It's been a great show, and I really look forward to doing more Feel Good Fridays with you guys as well. I'll be back, of course, with you again next Friday. Have a wonderful weekend ahead. Look after yourselves. Be safe. And I'll be back with you again next week. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.